Bill Moss, thanks for joining us. A tale of two teams last night. Chicago showed they were vulnerable in the first half, but found a way. Their defense just rose to the occasion. What was the bigger story? The incredibly damaging experience for the Cardinals, who seem to have found a way to lose several games this year, or the way that Chicago came back and now can look at the rest of the year, have a week off to kind of lick their wounds, figure out what they're doing wrong, and be stronger down the stretch?
You know, Nick, I think it's the tale of one story, and that's overcoming what the Cardinals went through last night. And Chicago's been through those doldrums as well. And you've been on teams, I've been on teams, where getting over that hurdle, where you know you can compete with any team in the league, but you just can't find a way to close it. And I think that's the single story, and it's just the two tales of that one story.
Well, we played on those wonderful Chiefs teams in the mid-80s where we found a lot of ways to lose. We played some better games. Maybe never got quite the respect we needed. You did a great job in the middle of that line. We had Art Still out there. We had four of the best defensive backs maybe in the history of the game with Deron Cherry and Lloyd Burris and Albert Lewis and Kevin Ross. When you look at the transition from a so-called somewhat losing culture, as the Chiefs did in 89 with Marty Schottenheimer, and you translate that to today, what are the best insights for teams that have to get over that habit of losing?
You know, I think it's getting rid of some of the old. And Denny Green has done a good job of that. But he's also, he's also been stuck with some leftovers. And you have to in today's day and age of salary cap. You're going to be stuck with some guys you cannot afford to get rid of. And it's you can't have the same old, same old. You have to have people that want to do things the tough way. And you know, Lovie Smith definitely brought that into Chicago. Chicago was a team that couldn't find a way to win. They could compete, but they just couldn't find a way to win under Dick Duran. And for the most part, it's almost the same guys except for the quarterback. And sometimes it can be just that one extra little thing you need to get you over that edge. And Chicago certainly has it now. And I think that, you know, as you saw last night, Arizona's very close.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about the little distinction that a Marty Schottenheimer brought to the Chiefs that you noticed. Because I noticed with the very first preseason game in 1989, for those that think it has to take 2 years, I saw a confidence, a harder hitting, a commitment that was not there the year before.
I think it's a couple things. I don't know if every coach has the same way of bringing that to a team, but I think it's attention to detail and understanding why you're doing what you're being asked to do. You can tell a person, hey, go bust stones over here. And they'll be busting stones and busting stones and busting stones, but they don't realize what the rest of the, you know, organization is doing and why you're being asked to bust stones and what's going on behind the guy busting stones, behind the guy that's, throwing the stones, behind the guy that's laying bricks and building the cement, and then, you know, all of a sudden you have a fortress. Unless you understand, unless it's brought to your attention of what's happening, I don't think that everybody can see the forest through the trees.